Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Today is National Grilled Cheese Day.
Oh my gosh. Perfect food.
I am obsessed with grilled cheeses.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if there's a particular way you like your grilled cheese.
I used to like them a certain way, and then I'll explain why. So traditionally, we would, as a kid, we would butter the outside of the bread.
Okay.
And then put the cheese on the inside, put it on the pan. And so with the butter on the outside of the bread, so you don't usually butter the outside of the bread, but because you're frying it or putting it in a frying pan, that gives it a nice little glow, a nice toast.
I think that's pretty normal. I mean, that's how we do grilled cheese.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so then you flip it, and you want the cheese just to be right, just on the edge of gooey on the inside.
Absolutely.
And then take them out, not burnt, just golden brown. But then we acquired a panini maker.
Okay.
And that changed everything.
A panini maker?
Yeah, you know, one of those flatbread, too hot things.
They
squish the bread or whatever. So now we'll do it like on a wrap. Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So take like a tortilla wrap.
That sounds like a fajita. No,
yeah,
more like a quesadilla.
So now we've gone from grilled cheese to quesadilla, but still we can old school and put bread in there. So we've kind of changed the game.
See, now I'm completely different. I am totally like some kind of like really thick, chewy kind of a bread. Like I love the grainy kind of breads.
Yep.
I like that. What is it? Deluxe Kraft American? Like if I'm going like the perfect grilled cheese,
the
yellow.
Do you like them individually wrapped?
No, not those. It's okay. Like the deluxe one. So they're like a little bit firmer, more cheddar feel to them. But it's all in one pack, one glomp of cheese. Butter on each side.
Mm-hmm.
Even, and this is bad, like if I was making the perfect one, I might use margarine, the Fleischmann's margarine. And then there would absolutely be tomato soup in another pot.
That's a nice accessory.
Right next to my grilled cheese. And yeah, that would be the perfect way for me for grilled cheese. How about you, Weez?
Mine would be, I like tomatoes inside my grilled cheese.
That's a good call.
I like
that. Solid choice.
Also, bacon. I mean, bacon goes with anything.
So you do bacon on the grilled cheese.
Yeah, in the middle, you know, between the two pieces of bread. Yes, I order it that way. I don't make it that way personally. The tomatoes, I do myself, but the bacon, mm-hmm. I don't. I usually leave that to professionals.
Your quesadilla grilled cheeses, it's just come in that Joe says they're fake. He will not accept that as a grilled cheese. So you're going to have to come back
again. That's why I gave the original option.
I like the original option.
And I understand
option.
He doesn't like the substitute.
No, he's actually...
Give him a couple hours at the establishment. He won't mind as long as it's gooey and cheesy. He'll be fine.
I want to also throw in, have you ever had a Swiss cheese grilled cheese on this National Grilled Cheese Day?
We can experiment with cheeses till dark.
I know, right?
Like, we can make this an event.
Yummy.
And I would start today, this morning.
Uh-huh.
Skip the traditional breakfast, put away the box of cereal, go grilled cheese. It is National Grilled Cheese Day. It's up to you to celebrate, Buffalo.
Good morning, Kiss.
Hi. I just feel like I really need to give you guys my favorite grilled cheese, and it involves a bread from Wegmans. Have you ever had the garlic Tuscan bread from Wegmans?
Yep.
The garlic Tuscan bread from Wegmans.
Yeah, you get it from where
it's
the bready
like a
area?
It's a bread, and you can get it sliced, or you can get a whole and slice it thick yourself, Janet, like you like it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to get like a Swiss, provolone, and American. Put it in there, and if you do like a tomato like I do, like Nick does, like Weez does, put it in there, fry it up in the pan with the butter on both sides. It is to die for. And that little bit of garlic on the outside with the oil of the bread is so good. It's perfection. That is grilled cheese perfection.
See, I love literally the passion in your voice. She's got a threesome of cheese, and none of the threesome of cheese is mine, the garlic, which is nice because everybody's having the garlic. What do you put on the outside of the bread?
You just put butter on the outside of it to fry it, but the flavor in the bread, in that bread, I mean, that my father has worked for Costanzo's for almost 50 years now, and I hate to say it, but this bread passes a lot.
Are you serious?
Wow.
This is a
I love Costanza.
You're making such amazingly incredible bold statements this morning.
It is one of their premium bread products.
I love Costanza's. I can't have a sub without it. I will not order a sub from any pizzeria that does not have Costanza's bread.
Yeah, I
okay.
agree.
But
this bread is so good for a grilled cheese. You have to try it. I highly recommend.
So is it ciabatta? So it's like a thin bread?
Well, you can get it sliced already, and they do slice it thin there if they do it themselves in their bread machine. But if you get it, you can also get it as one solid loaf of bread.
Yeah. That's how we get it. And then you cut as needed.
You can make it as thick or thin as you want.
You know, I like you, and I just want to say, please.
It's the longer slices, so you get a longer slice bread out of it because it's a more oval shape, so you get a big piece of grilled cheese.
I like that. Listen, it's people like you that we need always listening to this show because you are the voice of reason and hope. So please don't ever leave us, no matter what happens.
And I love food, so.
Thank you. I mean, this is what, I feel like if we build a listener base like you, one listener at a time, that has good taste in something, we're going to have the best radio station in the world.
Oh, I think you guys already do. You guys have a wonderful day. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.